Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Look at us already.
Just so you know, I'm taking the minutes today. Gaston had asked that I do that. So it'll be my first time taking minutes on a Zoom meeting. So I just may ask for if somebody makes a motion in second, I may need a clarification of who spoke.
Absolutely.
Joanne, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay. Russ is coming on.
Okay.
All yours.
See Joanne. I can hear you.
So it's working okay for you today, Russ?
I can hear you, Joe.
Good. So maybe when it's working well, I think it works good when it's working.
So far, so good.
I'm trying to unmute everybody.
Russ, if you can hear me, if you have earbuds, they will help you.
I hear you fine. Okay. I have no problem hearing.
It was shut off last time, completely.
Last time I was muted by the host.
Okay.
And I couldn't get anybody's attention, so I had to call the office in order to get unmuted by the host.
Okay.
Russ, do you know that there's a second step to unmuting sometimes? When the host unmutes you, they will say you need to unmute yourself.
I know. I see the box down there.
Okay.
It wouldn't let us.
Bob Shortland, you got to unmute yourself.
Hey, Laurie.
Yes.
Laurie, you got your little flag ready?
I have it ready.
Okay.
Is Keith expected to join us?
He did say that he would be in the meeting, so we'll see.
Keith said he would or would not be at the meeting.
Right now, it says here, it says we have 5 people right now.
Well, I see 9 on the screen.
Oh, you see 9? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking in the bar there. It says post attendees 5. I don't know. Are we the post attendees? Maybe you might be looking at some other people. up on my bar, it says post attendees equals five.
Well, that's five trustees. We have five trustees.
We have five trustees, so that's enough. So even if we don't get any more, that's enough.
You have six.
Barbara, obviously, is in the hospital. Wish her a quick recovery.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so she'll be missing probably the next month's meetings, probably, I would say it. Oh. Well, she'll let us know when she can come back. So she'll be out for a while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get old. You get sick, unfortunately.
Bob Shortledge, can you hear me? Bob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to suggest maybe someone give Keith a call just to remind him in the event he forgot.
Okay. You want me to call?
I think the office should do that.
Kathy.
Kathy can call.
Laurie's busy with this, so Kathy.
Right.
Joanne, I just called him. He's fine. He's just getting into his house right now.
Okay.
How many guests do we have on today?
You need to look at the bottom screen and unmute yourself, please.
Right now it says 14 are on.
Okay. No, I thought I saw on the board that it was the wrong time.
No, that's for the 25th meeting.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the 25th meeting. So.
I looked quickly as I was driving by.
No, I know. Well, we got to do the Pledge of Allegiance roll call, and then I'll have this few announcements. Mm-hmm.
It's funny you said something about the flag, Joe, because I had just pulled up for myself on my phone a flag.
Well, there you go. You could just stuck that on the screen. We could have used that one too.
Put it on there.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, there you go. That would work. That works too. That works.
Well, I'm looking at a flag when we say the pledge.
Right. You're in the office.
I'm not in the office.
No, but you're looking at a flag.
I just pulled it up on my phone.
Oh, I thought where you were, wherever you're camping out at.
No, I said it's not going to work with my background. Let's see.
She's the Golden Gate.
Yeah, I know.
But it's red.
Yeah.
I can take that off. It's just that you see.
Oh, that's good. I used to live there, so I like San Francisco. I lived actually north of there.
The land of fruits and nuts.
Yeah. Hey, that's Gary.
Something I was going to ask you. Oh, did the stenciling get done, or has it been too stormy?
Since you mentioned it, I'm going to. And my chairman announced, I'm going to suggest that we do.
But why don't you wait on that? But Joe, why don't you wait on that? And Cheryl, you held up on that as well.
Yeah, you'll have an answer to that question.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew we couldn't talk about anything except those topics, so I thought before the time I'd ask.
No, I'm going to bring it up. So
okay.
When I bring it up, you know, I guess we can just make a couple of comments on it.
Yeah, saving not save it in the box.
Shane, are you on the system?
Yes, good morning. Just to make sure everybody can hear me.
Okay. Hey, it's the first time I've seen you, Shane.
I know, right? As many times as we've talked, it's a shame. Right.
Finally, I get to see the guy.
Unfortunately. Hopefully I didn't let you down too much.
I thought you were like 27.
Oh, man, I could wish.
I know, huh? We have 2 minutes. Make sure we start at 11.
Well.
Or do you want to wait for Keith? Keith, are you on there? Not yet. All right. We'll give him a few minutes. I guess we'll go. The latest is, what do you say, Joanne? Five past?
Yeah. No, that would be it.
The latest five past. So Keith, get on.
Hello, John.
Hello. Where are you? There you are.
Okay. All right, so we have five right now. Okay.
We have six.
We have six now? Okay.
Jack's
Keith,
on.
Keith is just getting on. That'll be seven.
When Keith gets on,
I'm on.
We'll go ahead and stop.
There he is.
There he is.
I'm sorry, okay. People.
Perfect timing.
I was looking at the marquee too much.
Okay, then we can go ahead and get started. We'll call the meeting to order, Port Mallet Holiday Park, August 6th, 2020, 11 a.m. So call the order. Laurie, do we have the flag for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Great, Laurie. Should we start, guys?
Well, if you can't get her flag, you can stick yours up, Sherry.
I can see her.
We got her flag.
Oh, she got the flag? Okay.
Yeah.
We're ready.
See Laurie Square? I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic
which stands
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so
roll call.
Gaston, are you there for
the...
No. I'm taking the minutes today, Joe.
Okay, yes, okay. All right, go ahead, Sherry.
Correct me when I do it wrong.
Joe Prisco, here.
Okay, Joanne Gagan.
Here.
Gaston.
Here.
Gaston's here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why I don't see myself.
Fine, you do the minutes, Cheryl.
Okay, yep. Keith.
Yes, Rich, here.
Beverly.
Yes, here.
Jack?
Here.
Emma, Cheryl Moore here. Barbara Whitnick, absent. Russ Livermore?
Here.
And Cherie, you're joining us today?
Or not.
She's there.
But she's muted.
Yes.
Okay, here. There you go, Cherie. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, I only have a few things to say. First thing, we want to keep this meeting to as short as possible. We were thinking no longer than an hour. I'm hopefully be done in like 45 minutes. One of the big questions is holding meetings at the clubhouse. We've got to remember we're still in phase two, which states no more than 50 people. We have to be socially distanced. Everybody would have to wear a mask if we do it. As far as I'm concerned, it's safer for us to, as long as the Zoom seems to be working, to stay with the Zoom. We feel it's safety first because you've been getting, it's a lot higher percentage of people coming down with this illness indoors. I mean, so that's my thing. I don't. I'm not for face-to-face meetings at this time. Now, if anybody has any suggestions other than that, they can propose it. Anyways, the other thing that I'm proposing is another special meeting. Again, hopefully only for one issue. It's for the policies and procedures of the district. Everybody would have to have your handbooks. I guess Joanne would help out with this. She's more familiar with the book. And we need to obviously do things going forward, as it says in the book. We can't, you know, be doing things otherwise. So I had two dates, Monday, August 17th at 11:01, August 18th at 11:01 p.m. Does anybody have any other dates, or would everybody be in agreement to do this meeting about our manual and what we should do and what we shouldn't do?
Is 11 the earliest we can do?
11:01.
Or 1 o'clock.
We could change the time.
I mean, I could do it at 9 a.m. This 11 just messes up my whole day. That's all. So, 10, could we do it at 10?
I could.
Would that?
I would prefer it at 10 myself.
If 9's too early.
I guess I could do it at 10.
Anybody else have any suggestions?
What day are we talking? The first?
A Monday, no. August 17th, Tuesday, August 17th. August 18th. I guess at 10 a.m.
Both are fine with me.
Okay, so they're okay. Any days with Keith? So do we have a preference of a day, Tuesday?
I'm just checking my calendar.
Monday's fine with me.
I'm good with both days.
Okay.
Come on. I have nothing on either one of those days.
Okay, so it's Monday or Tuesday. Anybody?
Monday or Tuesday. Fine.
What? To what day?
Monday or Tuesday.
Monday.
Let's get it done Monday, the 17th.
Okay. Monday. Monday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Can you get that posted on the board? And it's only going to be the one thing. We're going to go through the manual.
So what are we looking at?
I
don't know what we're talking about.
The policy and procedures of.
Are you talking about the deed restrictions or what?
No, just the way we're supposed to be running business in the park. You know,
it's not anything that's written in the policy procedure manual. I thought it was.
What did you want to do?
I thought this was to go over procedures being followed by the district manager.
Oh, okay.
That's what I understood it to be.
All right.
Not written procedure.
Okay, all right. Okay, but then that's
it. Do we have that in writing already?
Do we have what in writing?
Procedure for the district manager.
I don't know if we do, you know, because
we have a job description.
We do.
Mr. Policy and Procedure.
We just have to go over how we, if that's what you want to do, how the manager is going to govern the park, and as far as spending the money, you know, and hiring and firing people, what do we expect? I thought from former.
Don't go into anything, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Let's just do the meeting.
Let's do the meeting.
Okay. I need to discuss that when we have that special meeting.
Do we need to have a vote? Take a vote on the
no.
No.
Everybody, we're just stating the meeting. We're in agreement.
Good. Need to vote on setting the meeting.
So it's Monday then.
Monday the 17th at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. What I do with the pen.
I make a motion that we do that date and time.
Okay. I'll second it.
And
who was that?
In favor?
Joanne Gagan.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And everybody in favor, say aye.
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 Any negatives?
Gagan.
Okay. So the 17th, Monday, 10 a.m. Laurie, if you could get that posted on our board, please.
Okay, we got it.
We did that. Oh, sorry. And the second thing that'll be coming up, Terry, you're on there, is the gate. We need to talk about the gate.
So both things will be discussed at that special meeting.
Yeah, right. We'll talk about the gate because somebody suggested, I think, Russ, you brought it up. I think the simplest thing is just put an exit.
Joe, please, suggest what's on the agenda and stick to it.
Okay.
All right. Now, so there'll be two things to put on the special meeting. You work that out with Lori.
Okay.
Don't be bringing up this other stuff. You did that at the proper time.
Who's talking?
On the next meeting.
You can't talk, please.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so that's all I had, unless.
No. Get on with the guest speaker.
Okay. Guest speaker, are you there? Shane?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and tell us about why we should keep U.S. lawns in our park.
Okay, I'm here. For those of you who don't know, obviously, my name is Shane Kirsten. I'm the operations manager here at U.S. Lawns Brevard. Josh, my account manager who oversees your guys' account, is here. He actually just had to step out. I know we're under a strict time constraint. You guys have a lot of things to do, so I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I'm grateful to be here this morning. Appreciate you guys allowing me to come on and speak with you guys because, you know, there's a lot to cover, but I'm going to do it as quick as I can. For those of you who don't know, we are U.S. Lawns of Brevard, so we cover all of Brevard. We're family owned and operated by Brandon Silverstein, who had taken over the company from his father several years ago. We are a national brand across the U.S. So U.S. Lawns, you know, not only what we bring to the table is a large amount of resources from our corporate office in Orlando. So they're constantly there for us for training and anything that we need. So our backing is nationwide. Again, we are excited to hopefully get this contract renewed. We spent just now, a year out there. So if there's one thing for us, we know the property. It's been a little trying at times. We've made some big investments for the property because we know what it takes. We know the hours it takes to do the property. We've bought a few extra mowers. We have a great foreman out there and a lead that has been out there all summer long. So we're very comfortable where we stand with our guys out in the crew. One thing we preach to our guys with this community, it's a very unique community because it's all inclusive. And this is a property that people have worked their whole lives to retire at. They probably own the homes and so forth. So it's a very, very sensitive matter because it is people's personal property. So I know there's 703 units out there. We get on an average 3 to 5 complaints a week, sometimes less than that. But we're basically very proud of that because we're running then pretty much less than 1% of issues on a weekly basis. So again, I think that's a communication thing that we have here. Obviously, I send out weekly reports to you guys just to update you what's going on, and Cherie will give me any kind of concerns. And that's when Josh addresses those concerns with the residents so we can close those out as possible. We're not going to be perfect, and no one out there is going to be perfect. I think it's how do you handle the process from the time there's an issue and get it resolved. And that's what we try to do in a very timely manner. And I think we're doing that very well. You know, I think the reports and the communication between myself and Cherie are very good. Of course, Joe is always there for any questions or concerns we have. And just real quick over here, you know, with U.S. Lawns, you have many people you can speak to. Obviously, I'm the operations manager, so I take over the maintenance side. But you have my account manager who you deal with on a weekly basis. And then you have Brandon that's always there as well. If Bill makes something's not getting addressed. So, again, I'm excited to continue the partnership. And, again, I think the biggest thing we bring to the table with a community this size is we know what it takes to get done. And we put the time and we invested in the machines to get it done. And there's just going to be no learning curve. So we're really excited to continue the partnership and move forward. The new contract, I know we made a couple revisions based on some needs of yours with the concrete swales, getting those cleaned out once a year. And I think we added some mulch there, and we gave your proposal for that as well. So again, just excited and hoping that we can continue this partnership and move forward. And if you have any questions for me or Josh, he's here now, that we'd be happy to answer them so we can make this decision for you guys as easy as possible. Because I know it's not an easy one, but we would, of course, just like to continue to move forward and build on this partnership.
I have one.
Okay.
You say your corporate office is in Orlando. Where is your local facility for your maintenance and business?
We're located right here in Rockledge.
Oh, you're in Rockledge.
Okay. Yeah, so that's where our office is, yes.
Okay. And I have one more question. This is more for Cherie. Is Cherie there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I visited with you a little bit of times, but and you seem to be okay with these people. They seem to work okay with the district office as far as you're concerned.
Yes, communication is good.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question.
Okay.
It's regarding the new added on to cleaning out that concrete ditches. In your contract, it says it would be done once per year during the dry season winter months. If you look at those concrete ditches right now, there's water and a lot of debris in them. Is there anything you'd be able to do with that, with those sooner than later?
Yeah, I mean, do we know when the last time they were cleaned out?
I can't give you that answer. Cherie might be able to be the one to answer that.
We try to maintain them in-house, but it's quite a big job. So I want to say maybe 6 months ago, we cleaned the, Dwayne cleaned the area by the storage compound. The others, yeah, and I don't know when the last time they were cleaned out, actually.
Yeah, if we have some debris that might be blocking it or causing issues, take a look at that and get in there and at least keep that clear. But it definitely needs to be on the drier side for us to get in there and not make a huge mess, and it to be beneficial. It has to be, it can't be underwater or very, muddied up for us to get in there and do the job right, because it's going to take some special equipment to get in there. But if there's something there blocking and we know something, I can get with Cherie or whoever, and we can visit it and see if we can't free it up a little bit. But we don't have to wait until February or March. If we get a really dry October or a dry November, then we'll bump it up as soon as we can. We're not gonna wait till winter. We'll get it done as soon as it makes more sense for us to get in there and do it. So we won't hold you off. I had just put that because that's the norm for drier weather, but who knows what we're going to get in November. If it dries out fairly well, then we'll bump it up and get it scheduled.
Okay, I have another question.
Okay.
You in the last contract and again in this contract, there's no annual increase percentage wise. Doing that and having that in there would help us in doing our budget year to year. We know of a certain increase. We budget it that way. And I don't know if it's corporate or if it's individual, how you do these, but is it something that you would entertain putting in an annual percentage increase as a steady rate?
Yes, we could add that to there. I know this is a one-year contract. I mean, we can tell you what our average yearly increase is just for, basically the cost of living or doing business. It's usually anywhere between 3 to 5% based on, where construction is. That really, construction really dictates where our labor rate goes because it really fluctuates so high. But with it being a one-year contract, there is obviously no increase for that year now that we're in it. But if you wanted to set something up for like a 2-year or 3-year, then we could say, look, you can go ahead and basically say it's going to be this percentage in 2021, 2022, and 2023, if you'd like that.
Well, we have something similar to that with a Spectrum. We have a long-term contract, and there is a built-in increase each year. So we know what to expect. We know how to budget for it. It's sure, not sure. Anything we're being hit with. And I can't speak for Keith. He is our treasurer. But Keith, do you feel that knowing what the increase is would be better beneficial for us?
I find that built-in increases are usually more inflationary than a year-to-year contract because of the competition of coming across with the bids. I'm not saying always, but I know with Spectrum and some of them, they've increased their costs over the last 7 or 8 years by 20-25%, where if we would have stuck with maybe bids every year, we'd get a 1 or 2, where real inflation's only been 2 or 3% over that same time. So I'm a little concerned about going too far out or too much of this or that way, because if you have competitive bids, I think.
So this is the guy that owns all the properties.
But that's my opinion. That's what I'm saying.
I just like to say I understand what Shane's saying. We don't have a multi-year contract, so he's not going to give you any annual increase. I think we would have to go to a multi-year in order to expect that from Shane. But on our end, with what we need it for budgeting purposes, we could go out and ask for our bid in February to begin in September. He could then bid just like the other companies would bid, and we would know what we need to budget at that point or have an idea. That's on us. I don't think that's on Shane, unless we want a multi-year contract, and we're not into that yet. So I think we have to leave it the way it is.
Okay.
I prefer an annual contract.
Okay.
May I ask a question, Mr. Kirsten?
Of course.
Go ahead.
My name is Sherry Moore, and I'm in New York right now, so I'm not there to view what things are looking like for the concrete ditches. And I had gotten a couple emails about our road grates, which I know it's not necessarily landscaping and mowing, but my question was, they seem to think there's stuff on them. And I know that I have a road grate right at the end of my driveway. And I know that at some point when there's edging done, which you guys do a beautiful job on my driveway, I might say, on the edging and the mowing, eventually that grass and dirt or whatever washes out of my lawn because it's a little slope and down into that grate. Do you guys ever do clean out any of those grates from what's washed out of the lawns or not? Is that not your...
No, I mean, our practices are not to blow. If we're talking about the grate, I'm assuming where all the water runs down into the drainage. So our practices are to keep that free and not to blow debris down in there. We blow it back up in there into the turf and that. But no, I mean, that's the only thing we do is our practices are not to, you know, flood those so there aren't any issues with, you know.
Right. Oh, I'm not saying you blow it into it. I just figured eventually with the rain, it all gets washed down in there. And I wondered if you guys like
stupid
clean that out.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Well, are we finished with trustee comments?
I just have one more comment about the grading. I've been, because of some of the letters on the drainage system, I've gone around during the heavy rains and everything seems to be working fine. I mean, they're not pretty, some of them. And there is one grate that has a plant or a weed growing in it. But they're all working fine. The only problem I have is the retention ponds are so full that some of the ditches can't, you know, drain out dry. So they're being used as storage. I do agree that they need to be cleaned out at least once a year. I don't think they need to be shining all year, all time. That would be my only thing. As long as they are, and since I've been here, since 2006, since they've got the new draining system in, I don't remember a real problem other than we used to have more debris from the trees that didn't get picked up, and the grates would get covered up. But as soon as somebody came by and pulled a little bit of that stuff away from the grates, they would work. Not what was down in the grate, but what was over the top of the grate, you know. So I understand cleaning these things out. However, I don't want to, they still work. Okay.
Okay. Great.
Is he here now?
I think so.
Is Joe there to lead this? Joe, are you? You want to finish conducting the meeting? I mean,
just listen to everybody's comment. I know that I've had complaints on Greenview that it floods over there. I've sent out an email.
The lawn mowing guy go?
I have a comment.
But wait a second. Let me finish mine. I'm just, I know that I was told that it floods over there on Greenview and then the other street. What one was that? The first one there on the right. There's a few people who told me that their streets are flooding with water and the grates are not working. So Cherise is hopefully getting a drainage company to review that. We really need to see how our water drains out of the park because my canals behind my house are full. Why ain't they draining? And it's been full for a month. You know, so my comment is that how the system works in here? The water just stays up in the canals and
okay, I think we've gotten off we're supposed to be talking U.S. lawns. I brought up grapes just as a question. Well, and he said, no, he doesn't do them. So now we just skip over it and go back to U.S. lawns.
Right. Let's review. Okay.
I'm sorry that was distracting.
We can go back to them, but let's discuss the we can go and later on. After trustee comments, do any other trustees have any comments regarding
U.S. lawns?
The U.S. lawns contract.
I have a question for Shane.
Okay.
Shane, are you there?
Yep.
The only question I have, I've had some complaints myself concerning the way the edging is going along the roads and on driveways.
Okay.
Also, when your folks blow the driveways, I wish that you would start at on my porch and work toward the road rather than working from the road to my porch, because when you're done, you've got a lot of leaves and debris on my porch. So I have to clean that up every time you guys go by.
Okay, I'll review, because our process should be when they're with the amount of blowing that we have out there, the process should be come up the streets, come up a little bit on the driveway, and then, like you said, start at the carport or whatever, and then work your way back. I know sometimes they get a little bit ahead of themselves, their heads down, they're not paying attention, but that should be the practice so you don't have that accumulation up there.
I have the same problem at my house.
Okay, is there any more comments from trustees?
That I have the same problem, Sean, at my house also. And okay. In fact, they just got done mowing my lawn here and skipped a big patch.
Is it? I know right now we're battling a little bit of water with all the rain, this week and that. So just want to make sure. What's your address?
1166.
I'm sorry?
1166 Greenview.
Okay. I can make a phone call out there.
Okay. Any other comments from the trustees? If there's none, then we can go to the public comment.
Hello.
Name and address. Who are you?
Bob Shortledge, 190 Holiday Park Boulevard.
Thank you.
Okay, just suggestions, you know, that I have working with the lawn crew like I did. Number one, that canal should be cleaned out more than once a year, because if it isn't, you're going to have total backup for at least 9 months out of the year with mosquitoes and everything else. That canal we used to do twice a year, once before the rainy season and once after the rainy season. The reason why there's water laid up in them is because where they go underneath the road, there's a small drainage. They have to go into a small drainage, and those are not being cleaned. So what that does, that stops it from going under the road and into the rest of the canal and backs it up. Once every 2 weeks, we used to send the guys around to clean the grades out and also clean those small areas that the drainage, it goes underneath the roads, that they wouldn't clog up and back up like that. Like I said, this is just a suggestion. Once a year is not going to do it. I'm telling you, it's going to look really a mess. It's going to hold a lot of mosquitoes. You're going to have a lot of complaints. They're, like I said, minimum twice a year, once before the rainy season and once after the season. That's just a suggestion. That's all.
Okay, well, the contract as it reads now is that they would do it once a year. If we find that we have to, and it should be done twice a year, I'm assuming then we would have to get another bid on that chain. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes. It's just about the man hours to do it. So, I mean, up to you. We can do an addendum at any time and make it twice a year so you can amortize it over the 12-month period, or it could just be a one-time billing for that additional clean out.
Can you give us a rough idea? Have any idea about that?
I had the hours. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it was a few thousand dollars. I believe we had it when we budgeted and amortized it over it. I thought it was close to 3,000, but I can give you a better answer when we're done, and I can email Cherie that, but I believe that was pretty close.
Also, did you say you submitted a bid on mulching?
Yeah, just we didn't put it inside the contract. It was just a separate proposal, and I know there was some pricing, so we tried to reduce that pricing if it helped, you know, get us closer to the contract and all that. It was just a separate bid for the mulch.
Okay, well, I don't believe we've seen that. Has anybody else seen it?
Yes,
I haven't seen it.
Only
it's on the original U.S. Lawns proposal.
It's in.
Well, it says installation of mulch, but there's no amount on it. It's not included, it says.
Oh, what a clusterfuck. Excuse my French.
What is that?
This is the trustee Zoom meeting.
Who said that?
Allison.
Well, mute her, please. That's not the right language we need to be hearing in our meeting.
Allison.
I don't know. I didn't hear.
I just want to throw this in there. I did get a quote for the one-time cleaning of the ditches, and it was for $1,650.
From whom?
This was from another lawn service that had given us a bid. And the approximate a cost or the value of it was per their contract was $1,650.
Okay. So they have told us that they would do it once a year in the contract that they've presented to us. If we want to leave it like that, we can, with the contract the way it is, instead of waiting for a second one, because we need to make a decision, yes or no, on this contract today as it stands. Then, as Bob suggested, Mr. Shortledge, if we need it for that second time, as we view it as the months go by, then we have the option of finding that, finding another company to do it or asking U.S. Lawns to get a bid for it for that second time as needed. Good. How's that?
I agree.
Because we need to get moving and make this decision.
Yeah. Can I iterate something else?
Sure.
Okay. One thing, I'm sure that is not being done at this time, and I don't know why, but like I said, where the water goes underneath the roads. They run into small pipes, probably 16 inches. Those need to be cleaned out once or twice, once every month or once every 2 months by our people, because that would take, it used to take our guys less than 2 hours to go around and clean that out, because then the water will drain out of those and they will dry up. And when they dry up, a lot of those plants that are growing in it right now won't grow anymore. So it will be a whole lot better if we keep after them, not just cleaning out once a month, but cleaning those drain spots, those necks that where everything congregates before it tries to go through a little 16-inch thing. Right. If we keep those clean once every month or once every 2 months, we're not going to have as much a problem as what we have today.
Right. But that's not along this contract. That has nothing to do with U.S. Lawns, correct?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, we need to process with U.S. Lawns. Stay focused.
I think that's something we can monitor and decide during the year. So let's get on with U.S. Lawns.
Yeah.
Okay. So any more public comments? No?
I make a motion that we accept U.S. Lawns. Yeah.
Fritos?
Is that Keith?
Yeah.
Oh.
And who seconded it?
I did. I second the motion.
Russ?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Russ.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Hello.
Aye. Sorry.
No, he did not speak. Okay, no. So it's passed. We accepted the
the contract. Else is speaking.
Hello.
Don is trying to get on.
Hello.
Yeah, John, you called me this morning. I know.
Right. The do you know what's going on with that? You can tell him what's going on with it.
So yeah, but we don't have to do it over Zoom, though. I've called him and talked to him.
Okay, thank you.
I called him and talked to him. It's he'll take care of that and make sure he doesn't mow your lawn anymore.
Yeah, I like to talk to him myself, if you don't mind. Okay. So come to my house when he gets a chance.
Okay, all right. I'll send, actually, Josh is a supervisor. I'll send him to your house.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Okay. Let's move on. Okay, so that's passed. The contract with U.S. Lawns.
Can I just clarify one more point with U.S. Lawns? I just want to establish this. Are the complaints to still go to Cherie, and Cherie will deal with them with Shane? Is that correct?
As far as I know. I mean, he did call me this morning, John, and explained the complaint to me. I contacted Shane. And I did leave a message on Josh's phone to go by there, 409 Holiday Park Boulevard, and talk to John.
Okay, but written complaints that come into the office only regarding U.S. Lawns should go to Cherie, who is going to handle them personally.
Right. So, Joe, you need to tell people to do that. Right. Go to the office.
That's what I did, and she told me to call.
This was a little exceptional situation here with Mr. Regas.
It's fine. She gave John my number for John to call me because she wanted me. I don't think I called myself. Doesn't need to be addressed in the Zoom. We'd be here forever.
He's the husband to that Annette Regas.
Right.
He's okay.
The Facebook page.
All right. We're getting too many people are talking. Lori, you need to mute everybody else, please.
So the next item on our thing, we can go through real fast, is the removal of the gas tank.
Oh,
Shane, do you have something to say?
Only thing is, I just don't know if you guys need me on the meeting anymore.
No, I was going to say congratulations, Shane, for your new contract.
Yeah, number one, first and foremost, thanks so much. We're really excited, so I can't wait to talk to Brandon about that. And real quick, I like the idea of Cherie sending it to me in emails because there's a paper trail. I need that paper trail so I have accountability on my end and it's on my manager's. So I like to keep that process going.
Awesome, Shane. Did you get the emails I sent you earlier?
I did. I have them. So, and I've already seen the irrigation, so we're good to go.
Perfect. Nice to meet you, Shane.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Shane.
Are we still on a 4-day schedule with you?
Yes, it'll be that way through the summer for sure. It's going to take every bit of that. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much again.
Thank you, Shane.
Okay.
Okay. The next item, remove of the gas tank and the seal of the gas tank and the compound. We paid $1,900 for it on, I believe it was April of 2018. It's a 380 double wall tank with a pump. I suggest that we, I asked the people over at Glover Oil what it's worth now. He told me between $900 and $1,000. So we're going to offer it on the market.
Is that what it's worth, or is that what they'll give us for?
What's that?
They will not buy back.
They will not? No, I don't know who said that because they have nothing, no procedure of buying back.
Oh, okay, so that's what it's worth, not what they're going to give it.
No, I heard the buyback stuff, but that's not.
Yeah, okay.
Forget about that. That's not true. They do not buy back used tanks.
I just clarifying it. They're just giving you a value, not a.
They're giving me a value to sell. He says right now because it's camping season, blah blah blah. Put it on the Facebook Market Basket and it should sell. Marketplace. Sorry, it should sell between 900 and 1,000. So I suggest we put it on for $999, our best offer, of course. Anybody in the park, if you're listening, it should be offered to people in the park first. You want a big gas tank, you know. I don't know where you put it, but people in the park would have first offer. So I just wanted to make a motion to approve the sale of the tank. If this is the way we're going to do things in the future.
Uh, I, I, established that the tank is now housed at the compound.
Right.
And it's no longer needed by us? Is that what we've established?
Yeah, we
don't have any equipment left.
No,
no, we don't need it.
We have two gators and you know, some small equipment. We do not need a 380-gallon tank.
I make the motion that we list it for sale.
I have something to add to this real quick is if it is offered to one of the residents, I don't know where they would put it.
Well, I'm just saying they can't put it in the park. Some of the residents actually have businesses and family that might want it. So I'm just offering it to the residents first.
So as long as it's removed from the park.
Second, so we can discuss this.
Exactly.
Do we have a second so we can discuss this?
Yeah. Yes,
I'll second it.
Thanks, Joanne.
My thing on it is, if we can sell it, fine. My comment will be, I'm hoping, I got to talk to Lori and Cindy and these, but anything like this, like the pickup or this, I'm going to try to put back into capital improvement budgeting instead of any other incomes, sale of any equipment, I'm requesting it get put into capital improvement accounts.
Thank you. That's where it should be.
All right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yeah. I don't think we need to vote on that.
That's good.
So,
on the sale.
From the sale into the capital account. Yes.
Yes, but you had a motion and a second. Now you need approval to...
Okay. Oh, yeah, so we'll vote on it. Everybody in favor of selling the tank?
Bob wanted to say something. Bob is not board, but we have to move into the public.
Okay.
There you go, Bob.
Okay, Bob Shirley's 190 Holiday Park. Number one, that man just lied to you because he stood up there and looked at me and said, when you're done with this tank, we will buy it back from you exactly what you paid for it. But that's irrelevant now because he doesn't want to hold up to his part of the bargain. My second question
means nothing. You got to have it in writing.
Right. That's my second question. Where's our contract? Do you have the contract that we signed?
We cannot locate the contract.
That because it was in the contract.
Well, if we could have located the contract, I would hold them to the contract and we'd be getting $1,900.
Okay. Since this is all open for public view and all, why isn't the contract available? Why? Where's this stuff going? Why is it getting lost? Well, is my question. I mean, come on now. We're running a business here.
It shouldn't have been misplaced, obviously, but obviously it was. Who knows? Maybe it's in another file in the office. We can't locate it. So this is the deal. We're selling. I've heard this, that they would buy back the tank. I addressed it with Eric over at Glover Oil, and he said they will not buy back the tank.
I wish I'd have been there because me and him, I'd have told him just what I thought because the man stood right there and told me those exact words. And I guarantee you, if you find that contract, you're going to find that in there.
Well, that was told to me as well, Bob. When I first started here, they said that Sean told me explicitly that they will buy it back.
I don't know where the contract is.
You need the contract.
We've asked the office to locate it. They could not find it. However, I'm going to tell you that when you bought this, not only was it purchased incorrectly because we paid tax on it and we're tax exempt. So that whole transaction was pitiful, to be perfectly honest with you. It was pitiful.
Okay. I think we need to vote on what I office keep looking for, but let's vote. If there's no other comments, let's vote on.
Can I, before we do this, I need the company name for my minutes. Glover, we buy?
Glover Oil. Glover Oil with a G.
Thank
Glover.
Thank you.
And I also asked them, conveniently, they had no record either of the buyback. So, you know, they're not going to have it when we don't have it. So that's the way it goes. Did you see it, Bob? I was just curious. Did you see it written on the contract that they would buy it back?
I didn't read the contract exclusively, but I do know, like I said, and Sherry knows this too, that he said it. And if he said it, it should have been on the contract.
Okay, so you didn't read it.
I don't understand how Sherry could have known that since that was purchased before she was here. That purchase was made by Brianna and Tracy.
Right, incorrectly. Okay.
I was told this information
Right. You never saw the contract because we
don't know
where
it is.
Right. So we have no idea where it went.
Okay. Well, that tells me everything, Brianna.
Yes, okay, it does.
Well, there you go. So, well, let's vote on selling the tank then. I don't think we need any other comments. Any motion to sell it? Yes.
Aye.
All in favor? Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No negatives. So the tank will be posted and sold. We'll take $9.99 or best offer for the tank. The other thing we gotta sell is the remaining mower. It's just sitting out there in the rain. It's not running. I asked the guy who picked up Kubota, and he says it's worth about $500 the way it sits. Bob Shortlitz advised me that the motor in the Cupcake that is not that old. So, you know, we could post that. Do we have a receipt on that, Cherie, about the motor and the Cub Cadet, so that we could? I don't know if we do.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Do we have a receipt? Bob Shortlitz told me that we replaced the motor in the Cub Cadet a year ago or 2 years ago?
No, that's not what I said. I said it's a diesel motor, so it's worth a little bit more than
that one. I'm talking about the Cub Cadet. No, that's not a replaced motor?
The mower,
the black one.
Oh, no. What that was, I said that one went down about a year ago, and they said it would cost too much money to replace it. So what they did, and then we found out that it was just the deck that was bad, and that the motor was good, but the deck was bad. So it was about $1,800 to replace the deck, and we decided to try it, but it didn't work well. But
okay,
the motor is supposedly a good motor in it.
Okay, so there's a good motor and a bad deck. So it'll take $500, the best offer, I guess. The guy told me it was worth about $500 to $600, so I went the lower end of $500. I will take the best offer, whatever we can get for it.
Take about $1,500 to put it back in working order.
Yeah, well, the new one probably is going to cost, $7,000 to $8,000. So anyways, I think that's a fair price.
And how are you going to be selling that, Joe?
I think we could put that on the market. What is it, market?
Marketplace again, the same with the tank?
I guess that's a good one to put it on there. We can just stick it on there and see what happens.
Who does this? Who can list it on Marketplace?
We can do that from the office. We can use Marketplace, and we can also do Craigslist. We can do them both.
Yeah, do them both.
Thank you, Cherie.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we do. One thing we did discuss, we want to start getting, instead of a personal check, we should probably go with a bank check before we let these people take away our equipment.
That should go in the ad then. We're going to need that in the ad.
We're not
gonna,
that
it has to be a bank check.
We could take cash. We'll take cash or a treasurer's check. Please put that in the ad.
And the receipt has to be a formal receipt.
Right. Yeah, and the receipt written out properly. I don't know if we have any IDs on the mower. That's the way it should be done, you know, with the identification of the mower, you know, et cetera, what year it is.
Do we have a folder for that, for a piece of equipment like that? Maybe we could pull a book out and give the new one.
I don't know.
What
I did find a thing of a list of equipment. I think it might have a number on it. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Are we on public comment for this or?
Yeah, I guess that unless somebody wants to buy it from the park. I don't know.
Let's vote. Sell it first.
Yeah, let's sell it. Okay. Motion to approve the sale of the Cub Cadet mower.
Aye.
Did we have, who made the motion and seconded? I didn't get that.
I made the motion. Me. I made the motion. And whoever, could say Joanne seconded. And then we all voted.
Joanne, okay.
I always come in second. That's
you
the story of my life.
Okay, so that's passed. We're going to sell that.
$500 or best offer?
$500 or best offer. We just need to, it's sitting down there in the rain. It, you know, it's just going to rot away. So the faster we sell it, the better.
But again, if best offer depends on when you cut it off. Cut off the bidding. I mean, somebody come in and best offer is $50. Are you going to give it a certain amount of time before before they just some, because if it's going to go below what we've said we're going to sell it for, again, we're starting to do stuff without approval. You know, is Sheree going to get in trouble for doing some of that, or do we give her a time limit, or do we do something?
No, I think, you know, I mean, if somebody said, you know, we can contemplate the office, and somebody says, you know, $400, then you can bring it to the board. We'll have to do, you know, we're going to have to do another little meeting like this.
God. I'll pass this on to the board, but Earl, you know, Earl, who works with for us here,
yeah,
he does have a little business on the side, and he has expressed some interest in purchasing the Cadet. So I don't know.
We'll see what his offer is. I'd like to give it to an employee of the park.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying, Joe, we're going to have another meeting before we allow the sale to happen?
Let me just say, one of the things we're going to talk about is you can't call around to vote on things over the phone.
Well, if Sheree is going to make decisions that are not, I mean, when the board votes on a number, and sure, you can stick to it, but if we say best offer, you're going to have to give her a month. She's got to take offers for a month. You got to give her some type of guideline to take a best offer.
Yeah, or 2 weeks. I don't think it should go.
I mean, she could. How about this? I know
pandemic here, so things were a little bit unusual so far as decision making and running the park. It was very difficult when we had no communication and no Zoom meeting. So we did the best that we could with what we had. So things maybe weren't quite as what we were supposed to do, excuse me, but hopefully now with Zoom meetings and so forth, we can, you know, proceed with this.
But even with Zoom meetings, you're going to have to wait a week or two to call a special meeting.
What
I'm doing is just saying, if you can't meet the offer we're saying, we should put a time limit on it so Sheree can say, okay, I've done this thing for 3 weeks and I've got this offer. I can just take the best offer. And she's got approval to do that. To let her say, okay, take the best offer, and she just comes up, she's going to get hooked by a lot of people about the judgment she's making without a board, a little bit of board guideline.
Okay, what I would suggest is you don't put that in your ad, best offer. You just add, put your number in, and say that you'll, up until a certain date, you will accept all offers. At the end of that date, you'll have either some offers or no offers, and then you take your best offer from that.
Or you could do it like this. You could, you know, that way she has approval and there's no arguing. You start off with the $9.99 first week, second week, go to
$8.99.
Have a minimum bid.
Just give a price, and at the end we'll take best offer.
Taking offers until a certain date.
Right. Period. And then it's cut off. If you got some offers, fine.
Right.
Then you take the best of those offers with all of the stipulations, bank check, receipt, et cetera, and that's how you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I make a motion? We put a 30-day limit on that?
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
I'll make a motion and we put a 30-day 30 days.
Okay.
Or best offer, you know, after that.
30 day offer. For bids.
Okay. 30 days. Okay.
I second that.
Okay. All those in favor say yes.
Aye.
No negatives. So that done. We know how we're going to do it. So I guess that'll apply also to the gas tank too. The 30 days.
Yes.
That floats over to there. So we don't have to do another.
Yes. Right. For anything in the future, too.
Yeah, exactly. So we're down to public comments. We have only on these items only. Anybody want to buy the gas tank or the Cub Cadet?
Not I.
Okay, no, we got no bids.
The only little caveat I could see with this is if somebody wanted that gas tank because they want to maybe travel and camp, I don't know. They might want it ASAP.
Yeah.
Now what happens?
If they give us their price, let them have it.
Maybe U.S. Lawns would like it.
I did offer it to U.S. Lawns. They haven't got back to me. Call Shane back and see. He said he was going to get back to me on the gas tank.
You don't need to make this complicated. Let's stick with we put it out there for 30 days. If somebody wants to give us a price, they can do it. If otherwise, we wait for 30 days.
Okay, that's it.
I mean, let's try to stick to the process. We're doing that. Now, we're public comment. I'll wait.
Any public comments on what we talked about today? None. Okay, trustee comments. Keith?
I have the one. Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. Okay. I just basically was saying with U.S. Lawns, they're going to clean that out. And I would really like Sheree to have somebody or her check, like Bob says, with those grates and stuff, because everything, I agree that if that's why the ditches are full, because those grates are a thing, that's something we need to monitor on a regular basis. With a little maintenance, maybe we can save a second clean out because the water will, you know, take it away. So just if Sheree can do that, and then if it doesn't work, we'll talk to U.S. Lawns or some other
people. I told Sheree, you guys got a copy of the email, that I wanted her to look to a drainage company so that we know exactly how the system works, what needs to be cleaned.
We don't need a drainage company for that. No.
This isn't one of our topics. Okay. This isn't one of our topics.
Well, I just hooked it to U.S. Lawns. We can look at that.
Okay.
They don't do great.
I'm done with it.
Okay.
I'm making a motion that we adjourn at 11:55.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Can I,
oh, no. Okay. Can no, I see one? Trustee comments still.
Joe.
Cheryl, can you hear me?
Yeah. First.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for taking the minutes of the meeting. Appreciate it.
Okay.
One quick comment. Joe, this is in your box in the thing, but I just would like to tell you people that I am rescinding from the trustees. My time has been great. I appreciate all the help that I got from everybody.
Oh, jeez.
And who's saying, oh, jeez?
Me. What? Sherry is.
Somebody's trying to resign?
Yes, I am resigning.
Gaston is talking, Russ.
For the simple reason that I'm retired, and I've given the 2 years on the board, and now I just got to spend some time with just my wife and I and doing what we want to do. But I want to thank every one of you for the support and that you have given me. I appreciate it very much. And thanks. Thank you very much.
Gaston, thank you very much for your service.
Gaston, anybody that serves on the board is doing the park, you know, a great justice. Thank you, Gaston.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Gaston.
And thank you, Cheryl, for taking over. I knew I didn't know.
Yes, it's permanent for you, Cheryl.
But I just broke my pen.
But I know.
Oh my God.
But I know you can do so much better than I do. So you're very good at that. So thank you.
You're good. Okay. Thank you.
Russ, did you have a comment?
Thank you, Gaston.
Well,
thank you.
Joe, I know that you're concerned about, you're wondering where the water goes and I worked with the drainage people back in 2008 when we put the new drainage system in. I kind of know how the drain system works and where it goes. We're only authorized to put a certain amount of water into the Melbourne Tillman Canal. Okay. And that's why our drains sometimes fill up and back up into the ponds, because we're not allowed to put more water into the Melbourne Tillman Canal than what's allowed. So there is we had to change some of the drains in order to raise them up a little bit, so not as much water went into it. So going back to 2008. It's a very complicated system, and it's all based on the Melbourne Tillman Canal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Good to know. Thank you, Russ.
As long as it drains out of here during the storms, that's all I care about.
Okay. I think Cheryl has a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
I second the motion.
I second.
Are those in favor? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who seconded it? Who seconded
Keith.
It?
Keith.
Keith. Seconded. Keith.
Keith?
Okay. Meeting's right. Over.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Say hi. Goodbye. Thank you
good
so
afternoon.
Much, guys.
Congratulations, Joe. You made it in under an hour. Great.
Hey, did it.
11:57.
Later, guys.
Take care.
Later.
Okay. I'm done.
Leave.